What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and also Rain, our new co-host, and welcome to the first episode of Season 6. Do the thing, dude. Do the thing. Do the thing. Do the thing, dude. Do the thing.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Come on, dude. Yes! Let's go. All right, cool. We did the thing.
We did the thing.
Yeah, we did the thing. Okay, so what's new in Season 6? Well, obviously, I have two new co-hosts. Well, the other one did not show up this morning. He is probably off in sleeping. A different time zone, sleeping somewhere. We don't know. We don't know where he. We don't know what he's dreaming about. Sheep, maybe sheep, giants, beanstalks.
Hot woman.
Question mark. hot what now?
He's probably dreaming about a hot woman.
Maybe on the beach playing volleyball or something. I don't know.
Maybe
he's playing something on the beach. Just a disclaimer, this episode is rated TV-14. We will do our best to censor anything that comes out, but we cannot guarantee that. So if you have younger members of the audience, be advised. Cool. Season 6 is not going to be your typical, okay, this is clean, this is explicit, we know what to avoid. So, just a heads up on that. So, I know I had some younger people watching my listening to my stuff before, yeah. God.
Well, this is going to be fun. Can try my best, but...
Okay.
You've seen how I've talked in private calls. You know how this goes.
Yeah, we know how the thing goes, but do they know how the thing goes? Alright, so
Not yet.
Alright, so in today's topics, I've got a few things to discuss regarding GTA 6.
The game that's never gonna come out?
Bro, no, hold on a minute. Don't diss GTA 6 before they've announced anything in December, because they did say they're releasing a trailer. I want to touch on that for a little bit, because the trailer is, I think it's supposed to come out, at their anniversary in mid-December? Probably. So, before we go out on holiday, yay, Christmas. I definitely want to get a chance to watch that. So what are your thoughts on GTA 6? What do you think?
Well. Fuck, where do I begin? I think that they're either going to have to do something really fucking big, like really, really big to get us to actually like it, or they're going to sink and crash and their company's going to go away for a while.
Yeah, and...
It's been 10+ years and we haven't had another game. So, you gotta do something big.
And not only that, but it's been 10+ years and people have been getting filled with GTA 5 content that's pretty big. So they have to outdo what they've already done, pretty much. They kind of set themselves up in a way.
My expectations are so fucking high that there's no shot you hit them. There's really not.
Bro, my expectations are so high, and they even acquired 5M. They acquired the team behind 5M and Red M. They partnered with them. So if they don't have mods to play as the police, I'm gonna flipping be upset. Because I want to play as the cops.
Yeah. I've been asking for, cop cars to be customizable for so long now.
6M, VCPDFR, anyone? Anyone for LSPDFR 5M version 2? Anyone? Am I the only one raising my hand here? Come on, dude. Are you raising your hand, dude? You better be raising your hand.
I was, but I was eating food, so I couldn't say anything.
Well, gosh dang it, dude.
I told you before we started that I'm eating a brownie.
But you could stop eating the brownie for 1 second just to raise your hand.
So I could spew brownie everywhere? No thanks.
It's better to have it on the floor, dude, than to be alone raising your hand for a game or mod that everybody wants to see. We're just gonna pretend that the audience wants to see it.
Yeah, they raised all their hands, including the ones that they have on the floor.
Feet? Question mark? Or, no, wait,
No, they have hands on the floor.
They have hands. So, wait, they're walking on hands? Oh my god! I don't know how wrong. That sounds so wrong, though. Like, they all have hands. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on, what games have you played recently, and what do you want to play that you have not had a chance to play already?
Recently it's been Spider-Man 2, because, I mean, it, like, just came out, so, yeah.
I will give PlayStation some credit. They have good exclusives, but they're not good at value.
Debatable.
Room fills with silence. That's a different topic.
What do I want to play that I haven't played? Maybe the new NBA?
Oh, shoot. That did come out. What was it? 2K24?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for that, dude. But I haven't played a NBA game since I was playing 2K at the rec center, dude. Bro. for those who don't know where I live, we have a rec center off of Fish Street, and they have a game room in there where you can play video games. I think they're the only one that has that, and it's really cool. So if you guys are around the area, please go check it out, because it's really awesome.
I've been playing NBA games since NBA 2K18.
Bro, I probably suck. I play Madden.
I also play Madden, but I suck at Madden because I got really good at NBA for no reason.
Well, I mean, NBA is different. You get good at NBA so you can be tournament ready. In an essence.
Oh, I don't get tournament ready. I just get ready for career mode.
Like, there are people. See, NBA, I think, feel like NBA has more weight to it. Because, you know, NBA is the sports game. Like, the sports game. Like,
no, yeah, like, the sports game is, like, the, but yeah.
But, like, yeah, you have your FIFAs and your, like, I don't want to say Rocket League, that's not, like, sports, but, like, you have your FIFAs and your NHLs and your golfs. Like, NBA is,
you can,
like,
say Rocket League, it's just soccer car.
Yeah, it's basically car version of soccer, but, like, you have your other sports games, and then you have NBA, which is in a league to itself, because it's also not developed by EA, and hasn't been developed by EA for decades. But actually, I think... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think EA had it for a little bit, and then 2K took it over, and then they've been running with it ever since. Let me look that up, because I think...
Yeah, I was going to say, we should look that up.
Yeah, I think, let's see, I think EA had NBA for a little while. EA has NBA Live 19, so they do have the rights for that. But the EA NBA games are not what's considered mainstream NBA. They're like a side spinoff thing. 2K is like its own thing. So yeah, 2K is the predominant NBA.
You got NBA 2K, and then you got NBA Live, and then you got...
Yeah, NBA Live is EA, but because of some rights issues, NBA Live is not as popular as like 2K because they're not dominant.
Yeah.
And I think 2K is predominantly favored for PlayStation 2, so.
Yeah. For sure.
So, yeah, but I do enjoy NBA. I love NBA. It's a good game. I need to play 2K24. Alright. So now I have to ask you this question. Do you think that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. I should ask you if you've played it first.
I have not. Well, I've played the beta. Does that count?
the beta counts. So do you think Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 has resolved its cheaters problem? Because, yeah.
There's... No.
Okay, no? Okay,
no
yeah.
Shot. No yeah. shot. Absolutely no shot.
Okay, yeah, I...
Do you know what game franchise we're talking about, sir?
Like, I don't even think they solved their cheating problem.
I feel like they don't do it on purpose.
And I think the reason why is because partly because they had a foothold in the beta, and then it just ran amok, and they got and they just took off from there.
I will say, with the beta, I did get to like the max level you could get in the beta.
And I mean, like, I, for what I've seen, because I haven't had a chance to play it yet, I'll probably get a chance to take a look and see if I can get it next year. But
yeah, I've been waiting to get it because the one I, the version I want is like $100. So
are you going to get the Ultimate Edition, dude?
I will. Yeah. No. Every game that I really want to play, I usually get the best version of it.
So if you wanted to play City Skylines 2, which I'm sure you don't, you probably would get the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, if I wanted to.
See, but I don't operate like that. I buy it if it's on sale, and then get the DLCs later. And if it's on Game Pass, I'll wait until it's off of Game Pass, and then if I like it, I'll buy it to keep it, and then buy the DLCs later. But I don't buy the Ultimate Edition right out because it's too much money to waste on a game at one time for me. And, you know, economically, I just don't have the money to be doing that right now. So I try and wait.
Yeah. I usually save up. So if it's like $120 for the Ultimate Edition, I usually save up like $140, $160, so I have some left over.
Yeah, I'm sort of, when it comes to certain things, I'll save up a little bit more because I know there's going to be sales tax. And then, of course, I have like school and stuff, so I have to like balance that out too. I'll try and say the game's like $50, I'll put $60 to it and then keep the other remaining money for myself later.
Yeah. That's where we differ. I don't have school and I don't have a job. Kinda. I do part time with my dad, so that's how I get my money, but I don't have an actual job.
Yeah, my job is sort of like, it's a job, but it's not like a job. It's like you work with the school program, and you earn money that way. That's technically financial aid that's supposed to be used for school, but the rules say that the money can be used for whatever. It doesn't have to go to financial aid. So you're technically working for school, but most people don't use that money for school because they already qualify for financial aid and Pell Grants. Most people use that for their own bills and stuff. So it's really not like an outside of school job where you're working to like basically feed your family kind of job. It's like you're working to repair cars or like buy books and that sort of thing. So you're not really working for like an outside company is the way I would describe it. But it does pay pretty well. I mean, I'm getting like $15 an hour, so that's really good. That's decent.
Yeah. I've been trying to find a job, but I can't find any that are remote that are actually interesting.
I'm pretty sure if you look locally, you could probably find something that you could do that's close to home.
I'd much rather be remote though, so I don't have to go anywhere.
But the thing with remote work is that most remote jobs, depending on where you live, they will not give you a remote job unless you have a college degree. Most places won't.
That's why you use Indeed.com.
You can use Indeed to find some, but most of the ones that I've looked at, I think 90% of the ones that I looked at, they do require a college degree for you to work remote. And because a lot of them are going to be like your businesses, your customer support and whatnot. Now, there's some customer support that you can get by with experience and a high school diploma, but they're still going to prefer a college degree and give preference to those with a college degree. So
I know my own like limits and shit. So if I'm like actually not remote, I might punch someone in the mouth because you get angry at me, I'm gonna get angry back, and I can't promise you it goes your way.
Well, so I don't want to be around people. Well, then that's not a good thing for in person customer support for you. Then
yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, I don't really want to be around people because I know exactly how that's gonna go, and I'll either go to jail or get fired.
Yeah, so like I'm trying to work towards getting my IT degree, as you probably know, and my goal is to become a PC repair technician. Well, that I can't do remote, so whatever attitude I have now for like working and stuff, it has to be a good one, because when I get out into the real world, I know that I'm gonna be have to keep that good attitude that I still have to this very day, so that I can work professionally in that environment, because I'm gonna be working with everybody, especially people that don't know what they're doing,
I
namely
mean,
people that are not familiar with technology, and then you
I'm
come in.
like, I'm like super close to getting money from Twitch. So once I get that going, it'll snowball eventually.
I mean, if you can get money from Twitch, though, that's a really good thing. Like, getting money from Twitch would be awesome. And the thing about getting money from your channels and podcasts and stuff like that is that you'll get some side income to the job that you already have. And then if your content's really good and you start making like thousands of dollars off of it, you can eventually save that money up and start living off of YouTube. Now, I don't recommend it because, you know, anything could change, your channel could get banned, stuff like that, and then you'll have to restart. So I wouldn't recommend it, but there are, but you know, notable people, they do that. I have seen some people that quit their jobs to go do YouTube full time, and for some it works out. Me personally, I wouldn't do that. I would keep my current job while I'm making thousands off of YouTube. And I would keep my regular job so I can have a cushion. So if the YouTube fails and my thousands just stop pouring in, I can go somewhere else and know that I'll still be making money at the same time, and I won't really lose anything. I'll have nothing to lose, basically.
But I don't know.
So I
Let
have.
me pop over to my Twitch real quick. Hold on.
Which actually though, I'm gonna share my screen with you, because I actually really wanna show you this clip. I wanna play this clip for you really quickly. This is from
Are
mine.
we allowed to play it?
Yeah, we are, because it's mine. We're allowed to play it because
Okay,
it's
okay,
mine play
okay,
because
okay.
it's mine. Yeah, I wanted to show you my clip if I can find it in here. So this is somewhere in here. I'm trying to find my captures. I wanted to show you. Where, yeah, if I can find it, it's somewhere in here. I don't know what happened to it. You used to be able to
It hates you.
do your captures directly from your thing. Now, on your
It hates you.
Xbox app on PC. Now I can't find them. Oh, there's an update for the Xbox app. Well, never mind. I'll just
Maybe it's hidden in the
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. They
it's
update this app so frequently, though. Might be able to do it from the
Yeah.
console companion, although that's been
So
discontinued.
the only thing I really need to get start making money is an average of 3 viewers. Because I stream for 8 hours plus, because there's many of days in the week, and I usually stream for an hour, and then on 7 different days is easy. So the only thing I need left is the average of 3 viewers. So once that happens, I'm gonna start making money.
Nice. Let's see if it'll let me do it this time. You know, I'll just stream the short off of YouTube. It's fine, because I have it on YouTube. Stream it from there. All right, so I wanna play this clip for you. This actually happened to me.
Nice.
I don't know if the audio is.
You gonna play?
Yeah,
It might
well,
not.
I don't know if the audio has music to it or not. That's the thing. Probably does, but it's like a it might have it, but it's like a couple seconds, so it's not.
No, I'm talking about.
Okay.
I hear it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm like playing this video because it's like I got a 20 kill streak on this game. It was so cool. I'm trying to find the original audio of it, because that's not the original. That's the
Yeah,
TikTok edit. That's like the TikTok edit of it.
I was gonna say, I don't know if we could use that music, but
Well, I mean, you can, you probably can, but it's like you probably can, but it's like not like you're not gonna get copyrighted for it, because it's like 15 seconds worth, but it's still pretty interesting. still pretty interesting how they do that, because it's like...
Yeah. All right, you showed things on your screen. My turn.
Yeah, well, you could share yours.
Yeah, I mean, we physically can't get copyrighted for mine because it's my music.
Oh, so you did your own music on it.
No, I'm literally just going to show you my music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying... I still want to find that clip so badly.
Yeah.
You know what I probably could do? I probably could just upload it really quickly and then email it to myself.
We could.
Probably could do that.
I've been building a D&D campaign. I've been making music. I've been playing normal games. You know.
Nice. The norm.
Just... Ah! Shut up. Alright, anyway.
You have a whole podcast of music on it. With your
quote unquote podcast. Do we start at the beginning and go all the way to the top, or what do I want to do?
I mean, that's up to you.
Alright, we'll start at the worst one. So, I run a D&D campaign called The Originals. Right? And the main location in it is Etheria. So I made a song for it. This one right here. Click. In Etheria, a land of fantasy and lore, where heroes rise and monsters roar. Magic flows through every...
Oh my god.
Adventurers seeking thrills, their hearts to race. Welcome to the internet, where quests unfold. Dungeons and dragons, a tale to behold. Etheria awaits with mysteries untold. Get ready to embark on a journey bold.
Bro,
it took me like 5 minutes to make. I made the lyrics, and just the rest of it is just
nice. A bot. Okay, my short finally uploaded. This is the clip from yesterday. If it's in here, yeah, it should be right. In here. It should pop up shortly.
I mean,
I'm gonna play it.
Do you ever plan on doing like Spotify video stuff?
I do Spotify video stuff. I've uploaded before Spotify video stuff. I've uploaded stuff before. Okay, I'm playing this. You can't see it though, right?
Underclap.
Well, I'm gonna put it on
full screen. I'm already in your stream.
I'm putting it on full screen. Bro, literally just pops up, gets hit right to the face. I like quickscope camps at like close range. 3 minutes.
You're winning. Yeah, I bet he didn't like that very much.
He did. He did it. He was targeting me the rest of the match.
I mean, to be fair, I couldn't blame him. You did just kind of...
I mean, I just... Yeah. I jumped, but I jumped at an angle that I slid under him while I was jumping. He was, like, way up in the sky. He missed his whole thunder crash, turns around to shoot me, so I pull back a little bit, like about a foot. I used the scope, and he was at such close range that he got hit straight in the face with the bullet from the sniper. I laughed.
Apparently on Twitch, I've apparently streamed for 33 hours.
33 hours? Dang.
33.98 hours, apparently.
Dang. Is that all in rapid succession?
That is within a 30-day window.
Dang. So you've been streaming... That's equivalent to...
I've streamed on 19 different days.
So that's equivalent to like a couple hours a day then. Jeez. Depending on what day it is.
Wow. If it's Wednesday, it's usually a 4-hour thing. If it's every other day, it's usually 1 hour minimum, and then I just go.
Nice. Well, that's nice, dude. Cool.
Yeah, but this is the only thing I need, which is holding me back just slightly.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna...
As soon as I get that, I'm gonna be in cruising, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna troll you. Hold up. I'm gonna troll you. Hold on.
What you about to do?
you'll see.
What are you about to do?
All right.
Hold on, I can end this podcast in one word.
Okay, here we go.
I do want to remind you Dude, I could end this podcast in one word. Just in case you do get too far.
I told you.
I already read the title of this.
For that.
That should have gone in the actual movie.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
Patrick Thanos scream.
When do you think they're going to give us DLC for Marvel Spider-Man 2?
I don't know. I would probably want, I want to say 3 months, but I don't know.
I'd just say February, maybe.
Look, DLC, like, most games, I noticed their DLCs take a while to come out. Some games, like, DLCs will take, like, up to 6 months to come out. Some will take less. And I think it just depends on the developers. Because, you know, the developers constantly, they're, like, working around the clock on, like, other games, and then they put dedicated teams to certain games, and it's a whole process, so I think they'll get there eventually.
But Insomniac is good with that, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good with that. I know other companies like Colossal Order and, like, Microsoft Studios for Minecraft and Mojang and all that.
Yeah.
I know they're pretty good about having dedicated teams working on stuff. So, I'm excited to see where... I'm especially excited to see where City Skylines DLC takes it and what patches they can make. So there have been some there are some performance issues there, so... You know.
You ever played The Sims 4? Because that has way too many DLCs.
I feel like The Sims 4 is not just the DLCs, but the mods for it, too. I feel like that...
Mods are great.
Yeah, I feel like The Sims 4 DLC, though, it attributes to
gotta buy a $60 DLC pack to even have an actual game to play.
That's true. I never understood that one.
Yeah. Speaking of shit that failed, the Marvel Avengers game by Crystal Dynamics.
That failed so bad.
It really did.
I've never seen anybody play that game that I know of, to be honest.
I when it first came out, I got my Hulk to the max on Xbox, then I switched to PlayStation, started getting him to the max, kinda got bored of it, and then they updated the fucking cap to 175 and I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. Can't all be bothered right. anymore.
So I think it's about time to wrap this thing up. Alrighty then, you guys. Thank you guys for joining us today on the first episode of Season 6. You can do the thing now. Yeah, the thing.
I'm getting there!
Rush, dude! Rush! Exactly.
I did the thing.
I know. Because I did. You want to know why? Just say why.
The letter Y.
Because I told you to. No, I'm just kidding. That was so random.
I can't imagine when Avatar is gonna be here. He's so much.
When Avatar gets here, we're probably gonna get canceled. We're probably gonna get canceled though.
Can I speak normally yet?
you can wait about 50 seconds, okay? If you have not already followed the podcast on Spotify, please consider doing so. Do it on Twitter as well. Helps you stay up to date. We love you guys joining us back for Season 6. We'll catch you guys in the next
episode. Plug the merch!
Yeah, the merch is linked into the description as well. And Rain has his own merch too, so if you guys want to support him, he's going to leave me his Twitch link, and I'll put that in the description as well. Alright, catch you guys in the next episode.